Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So, you know, in this COVID-19 crisis that we're going through, there isn't a company in the world that's left untouched by the effects of this COVID-19 situation. You know, global markets are reeling, citizens around the world confined to staying home, companies, business continuity plans all being put to the test like never before. But now more than ever, providing support to employees is a high priority for companies, and ensuring people are paid the right amount at the right time, that's very crucial to maintaining trust and motivation of employees. And, you know, if you think about it, it is probably one of the biggest challenges at any time. Well, now with economic shock, businesses of all sizes will come under intense pressure to get it right. On the line with us this morning to share more about how to manage HR and payroll issues through this coronavirus crisis is Edmund Lee, Managing Director of TMF Singapore. Edmund, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Elliot. Thank you very much for having me on the show. How are you?
I certainly hope you're keeping safe through this circuit breaker situation that we're going through. I'm sure, you know, there are a lot of challenges that HR and even payroll perspective will be facing during this circuit breaker measures. Could you highlight some of them?
So these challenges, many small organizations, they have only maybe one or two people in their back office functions providing finance and support. And a lot of business continuity plans talks about service lines and delivery, but less so about these back office functions. Now, in those companies that only have that limited resources, if something goes wrong, they're in trouble. Whereas, so what we do, TMF Group, we're a payroll service provider, and that's our bread and butter. So we have built in multiple redundancies, business continuity to make sure that our clients get paid and our employees are taken care of.
It's interesting, and I'm curious. I can understand if during this period, like things like transport claims gets delayed and whatnot. But how does payroll get disrupted? Isn't this something that's already sorted with the bank, or is it the smaller organizations that suffer?
A majority of organizations, every organization, as you said, will basically be impacted. Mm. And like a majority of companies are already making use of e-services, such as e-payslips, e-banking, employee self-service for e-leave and claims and so on. But there are certain companies which still have holdouts that are using the traditional based method. They're going to be forced to move towards digitization just because it's basically the only way to really operate. Now,
if the circuit breaker measures had taken them by surprise, then they would somewhat be in trouble. How does TMF come in to support and sort of streamline those issues?
Well, we offer all of those e-services immediately. I mean, we've been offering those since before the circuit breaker as well. We had a few holdout clients which are moving towards it. For new clients, there's some challenge in onboarding them immediately because normally to take on a new client, we have to do certain parallel runs and get all the records. But other things that we can help assist with is some of these government support schemes and the filings and applications for them, because the Singapore government has been very comprehensive and provided some really good targeted support to businesses during this time.
Okay, it's interesting you brought that up, Edmund. Just very quickly going through some of these support schemes, job support schemes and whatnot from the solidarity budget, right? We've got all firms to get 75% wage subsidy for local employees in April, $750 rebate for levies paid this year for work pass holders, self-employed relief schemes to include those with some employment income or higher property annual value threshold. I'm curious, how is this expected to impact the HR or payroll processes businesses in Singapore, and how does TMF come in to aid with companies that need this help from the government?
Well, to be honest, the Singapore government has been doing an excellent job, even with these schemes as well, because they're trying to make them as simple and easy to use as possible. So things like the job support scheme that you mentioned with the up to 75% subsidy, that's also filed. That's making use of companies' existing CPF submissions. So you don't need to make additional filings.
Right.
And the government will just go through via Giro, PayNow, or check. Some of the schemes do require manual filings, like the leave of absence, the self-employed ones, etc. And then we assist them. But not just in Singapore. We operate in about 83 countries globally, and it's very difficult to keep track of all of the government support schemes available. So we've also created a website listing with all of the government support schemes, links to them, and we're updating them almost to show people what's out there and how we can help these. In Singapore's case, the filings are almost all auto-filed.
Edmund Lee, Managing Director of TMF Singapore, you did mention that, of course, you're involved in many other countries. Am I correct to say that, TMF?
Yes. So
okay.
Hong Kong, Australia.
Right.
Yeah.
83 countries, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Which country right now, I'm sorry to put you on the spot here, which country right now is proving to be the biggest challenge in terms of, you know, getting the payroll out?
I couldn't really pinpoint one country as being worse than all the others or more challenging. I can tell you the two countries which haven't needed to activate BCP, and that's in our own organization. That's actually Taiwan and Curaçao.
Right. That's interesting.
Curaçao because it's a little remote and mostly it's corporate services there, but Taiwan as well. Mm. They have not...
Yeah, Taiwan's been quite strict right from the start, closing borders and whatnot, and very often we don't realize that their economy there is quite self-sufficient. They've actually got some level of resource. I would like to touch on the circuit breaker measures in place, employees working from home right now. Edmund, in your opinion, do you think this COVID-19 spell is going to cause a big reset in terms of how we work in the future from all aspects, HR, payroll and whatnot?
Indeed. I mean, work from home definitely wasn't a prevalent majority in the past, but COVID-19 has proven that this is possible. And in fact, it was actually absolutely necessary to continue operations, right? So we're seeing massive leaps in digital transformation, flexible working arrangements. And I think one of the funniest memes, which I saw the other day, was like this picture showing who is most responsible for your digital transformation? Your CEO, your CIO, or COVID-19?
Yeah,
I've seen that one. COVID-19 has had that impact.
I've definitely seen that one going around as well. But I think moving forward, Edmund, in your opinion, probably as it takes time to build confidence to really get things back to the way they were, it's very likely we'll see this work from home situation for at least another couple of years. Well, not as much as we do today.
Yeah, I think this is proving to all of the naysayers saying, look, it couldn't be done. We have to have an office, that actually it is possible and in some cases preferable. So I think the internal resistance, the naysayers, they will start changing their minds as well. So, I mean, this is definitely going to be a big catalyst for changes in the workplace.
Yeah. Final question, Edmund, to wrap things up. Do you think there are any other key focus points for businesses to take note of with regard to the current escalating virus outbreak? Any advice, in your opinion?
So, if possible, I'd like to share one of my favorite quotes from Richard Branson of the Virgin Group. Clients shouldn't come first. Employees should come first. If you take care of your employees, they will take care of your clients. So the first step in that is obviously payroll and supporting them through this difficult time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very well said. Edmund Lee, Managing Director of TMF Singapore, on the line with me. Edmund, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you very much. Stay safe too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.